Alright, folks, welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. Today we're diving into something that's probably holding you back in ways you don't even realize. The relentless pursuit of perfection. Ever felt like you're constantly striving for an impossible standard? You know, that feeling where you look at your work, your relationships, even your morning toast, and it just doesn't measure up to some imaginary ideal. Let me tell you, friend, you are not alone. We live in a world obsessed with highlight reels, filtered lives, and endless comparisons. It's like we've all been handed this invisible measuring stick that keeps nudging us towards this unattainable perfect version of ourselves. But here's the thing. Perfection is a myth, a mirage shimmering on the horizon, always just out of reach. And chasing after it? Well, let's just say it's a recipe for frustration, anxiety, and a whole lot of wasted energy. So, how do we break free from this grip of perfectionism? How do we learn to embrace the beautiful messiness that is life? Buckle up, because I've got 5 powerful takeaways that are going to help you ditch the pressure and finally feel good enough just as you are. Number 1. Perfection is a paralyzing illusion. It's like trying to catch smoke that constantly shifts and changes, leaving you grasping at nothing. Remember, done is better than perfect. Think about a time you've been stuck on a project because you were aiming for perfection. You know, the kind of paralysis where you stare at the blank page or the unfinished task, overthinking every detail. That's perfectionism rearing its ugly head. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate the small wins, keep moving forward, and don't let fear hold you back. Number 2. Embrace your imperfections. You heard me right. Those quirks, those flaws, they are what make you uniquely, wonderfully you. Think of your favorite superhero. Chances are, they've got a few cracks in their armor, a vulnerability that makes them relatable and human. Don't try to hide your imperfections, celebrate them. Number 3. Reframe failure as feedback. We all stumble along the way, but it's not about avoiding those stumbles, it's about how we learn from them. Every mistake is an opportunity to grow, adjust, and become stronger. So next time you face a setback, don't beat yourself up. Analyze what happened, learn from it, and dust yourself off. You've got this. Number 4. Practice gratitude for where you are. It's easy to get caught up in the what-ifs and the things we lack. But take a moment to appreciate the good stuff, your health, your loved ones, the simple joys in life. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you want, you create a sense of contentment that trumps any fleeting desire for perfection. And finally, number 5. Remember, you are enough. Just as you are. No matter your achievements, your flaws, or your perceived shortcomings, you are worthy of love, respect, and happiness. This is not about arrogance. It's about self-acceptance and recognizing your inherent value. You don't need external validation to feel complete. You already have everything you need within yourself. Think about that time you tried to bake a cake, but it ended up looking more like a volcanic eruption. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You probably still enjoyed the heck out of that taste test session with your family, right? Because sometimes, those failures are the ones we remember most fondly because they are so uniquely human. They show us that we're not afraid to try, even if things don't always go according to plan. So how do you embrace imperfection? Well, first, ditch that imaginary measuring stick and replace it with a compass that points towards authenticity and self-love. Second, celebrate your wins, big and small. Every step in the right direction is a victory. And lastly, remember, you are enough just as you are. You don't need to be perfect to live a fulfilling life. Embrace the beautiful messiness, let go of the pressure, and trust that you've got this. Alright, my friends, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on embracing imperfection in the comments below. What's one thing you're going to do differently starting today? Let's keep the conversation going. And as always, thank you for tuning into The Balanced Stoic. Until next time, stay balanced and keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.